This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Hey guys, I'm so happy to have all of you here with me today. Today's episode is all about the word almost. How do you view it? What experiences do you associate with it? Let's explore the misconceptions and the beauty surrounding one of the saddest words there is. But before we continue, I'd like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Miko, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to inspire beyond borders. So, are you ready to start the show? Let's go!
A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Sellis.
Hey guys, quick question. What for you is the saddest word there is? Alone? Helpless? Failure? Unworthy? Come on, feel free to add to this list. I am sure you can draw something based on actual experience. Like how I did with mine. Oftentimes, the answer to this relies on our association of sadness with a certain space of lack or the inability to fully accomplish a goal. It may be anchored on things that went wrong or relationships that have gone sour or a detour that was totally unexpected and unacceptable. However, for me, it's a different case actually. You see, the saddest word for me is almost. Yes, you heard it right. My word is almost. Almost is that space generally filled with hope until certain events spill the harsh truth of not being able to make it any further. Almost means that one can be very good, very ready, better than others, as one does his or her own best, but not enough to get the final nod. Sad truth. What makes almost the saddest word for me is that it's filled with so much hope and so much uncertainty thereafter. At this point, I want you guys to recall your own experiences about having a certain event in your life that made you feel that you're almost there, but not quite really. Think about a beautiful relationship with no labels, or being a finalist in a competition. You may even consider a sudden change of heart when you were about to make a life-changing decision, or a sudden detour in a smooth sailing journey that made you off track. I want you to recount all the details then. What happened? How did you feel? And looking at it now, how does the word almost resonate with you? Take a deep breath and know that I fully understand you guys, because I've been there, done that, and yet I am still here simply because I chose to see the word almost differently. from being the saddest word I know associated with pains and disappointments to a very empowering one that connotes hope and the next beautiful chapter in one's life. I know it may sound crazy at first, but yeah, it's very much possible. You just have to trust yourself and the process more as you embrace fully the space you're in. You see, the disappointments and negative associations are not exactly because you got almost for the results you were aiming for, but rather, they came from expectations you weren't ready to let go of, from wanting to control even those beyond your sphere of influence, from being afraid of the uncertainty beyond the detours, and the judgments of others and your own based on the results you have on hand. Let me tell you this now, living life fully was never about any of those. It's all about embracing where you are right now and realizing that's exactly where you're meant to be. It's time to focus on how far you've gone and what you've achieved rather than what you lack or what you've missed. It's all about looking beyond the results and seeing the rooms for improvement and the space for even bigger growth. It's all about giving yourself more credit, more understanding, more love. Because you know what? Almost means that you are just a step away from whatever your heart truly desires. See it as progress. See it as a beautiful reminder that you're on the right track. See yourself as you are in your journey. Face what's in front of you fully. Almost is not a hurdle, it's a stepping stone.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Now, at this point in time, I want you to revisit all those times that you felt you were almost there and you were filled with disappointments and resentment. I want you to reflect now. What can you do differently? How different would your life be if you allowed yourself to focus on the beautiful lessons and opportunities you're almost had for you? Open yourself to what answers may come to surface as you allow yourself to grow in harmony with the space you're in. Remember, you are not in the losing end. You're in a streak of growth. You're almost there towards becoming your very own hashtag best me ever. Now, carry on with pride and joy. So there you have it, guys. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this episode, kindly like and subscribe to my podcast. And if you want to know about my latest shows or my latest programs, just visit www.coach-mikecellis.com or follow me on my social media pages. Again, if you haven't gotten the latest copy of my book, hashtag best me ever, my life advice, get your copy now. It's a certified bestseller in Amazon. And before we go, much like every time we part ways, I want you to remember that wherever you are right now, whatever you've been through, whatever you're going through, and whatever still awaits you, know that it's okay, simply because you're on your way to become your own hashtag best me ever. My name is Coach Mike Sellis. Until then, bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. kangarooferne.com.